For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell them Frank Cusimano sent you.
Well, apparently, this guy was so busy last week, we didn't talk to him one time. I don't know if you realize that or not. We talked to Three Sticks, but he's back today because he can't go very long without us. He misses us. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one car dealer in the country.
No.
Johnny Lund. No?
No, I can't get a hold of him. I've been trying to get a hold of him.
I can stop the music. No, I feel like an idiot.
No.
All that build up.
Well, he told me yes.
I not
said,
on
are you
all
going
last
on with
week.
Us today? He says yes, and not he gave me his office number.
Not on all
Call
last
Call me
week.
In the office.
You'd think after being off for a whole week, this would be a big, important day.
I just called his office, and I just called his cell phone, and no answer on
Nothing.
Either one. Unless he's working some massive deal.
Well, let's hope that. Let's hope he's doing it. It's with an AM and the PM customer.
I'm going to have him paged.
Well, here's what we could do. We can't have the audience just sit here while we wait to have him paged. What I could do is a quick bit of other business, and we just usher Mr. Bauman in. And if John Londoff wants to pop in the middle of Josh Bauman's segment, that's okay. I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union. Did you hear the yard sale Saturday? Those of you who did, thank you. Appreciate it. That is a program sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. It's a banking facility. Nothing sexy or, you know, it's not that exciting. But everybody needs a place to bank. And sometimes you get lazy and you get complacent and you don't even bother to check to see if your mortgage rate or your car payment loan rate are as low as they could be. That's where you bank and that's where you do and whatever. I have a suggestion for you. If you don't already bank at First Community Credit Union, you may very well want to check out their rates, not only on money that you borrow, but money you save. And particularly, as long as we're talking about borrowed money, mortgage and car payment. If you could shave, you know, any amount of money off each, put them together, and it's not unusual for people to save a couple hundred bucks a month, if not more. It's all about the rate. The rate determines the size of the car payment or the house payment. So if you bank somewhere else, you might want to check out their rates, because more often than not, they'll beat whatever other banking facility you're dealing with. They have over 40 locations. There are a lot of reasons they are the number one, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And one of those reasons is rates. I think you're going to really like that you took the little bit of time that it takes to close out your accounts and join us. Bring them on over and always let them know. Whether you're an existing member or you come to them from another banking facility, please let them know your AM and the PM. And if you like the yard sale, and who wouldn't, who doesn't, thank them for that. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you don't need someone. Help.
I don't think most of us go very long without some aggravating technical issue. My ongoing gripe, and Josh can't help me with this or do anything about it, is that where I live, we still do not have decent Wi-Fi. It is frustratingly slow, and there's nothing I can do about it. He can't help me with that, but he can probably help you with whatever your problem is. Whether it's confusion over something to buy, which TV, which laptop, which desktop, which phone, blah, 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 or something you already own and something's driving you nuts that you can't figure out, we have your guy. His name is Josh Bauman, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Please welcome, as you do every Monday, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Good.
Proud to announce that Josh's wife is fresh out of what, quarantine or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So is Jackson, yeah.
Your son and your wife had to be quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they kick you out of the house or how'd that work?
No, they didn't have symptoms, so we didn't worry about that.
Mm. See, this was your excuse to get a motel room.
Oh.
For 10 days or whatever. You blew it.
Motel 6.
You could have said, honey, for your safety, I'm going to get a motel room. Or better yet, this 10, 14-day quarantine, to make sure you're really safe, I've leased a condo for a month.
Mm.
And then you could have batched it.
Yeah.
But you blew it.
Yeah.
You chose to stay home.
Also, John Londoff just sent me a text and said that he was with a customer. Now he's available, so it's your call. I'd like you to do whatever.
No, it's Josh's call because this is his segment. Josh, what do we do?
It's your show. It's up to you.
Let him in? You want to let him in?
Sure.
With restrictions? Since he was late.
3 minutes?
Shave it. No, 3 minutes. He can never do that. Shave it down to 40 minutes. I'm kidding. Shave it down to 7 or 8 minutes, I think is fair. All right. Let's have that music. He's bring there. Him in. Try it again.
Wherever you go, Chevy service is best.
We already played the beginning part, so we pick it up where we left off. Let's try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't talked to him, didn't talk to him all last week. Let's make up for that now. Here he is, your number one, not just Chevy dealer, car dealer, John Londoff. I hope that whoever you were with, I hope you made the sale.
We are making the sale. Yes, we are.
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Great. Just having a great day and a little rainy earlier today, but that's okay.
Yeah, but not a lot of rain, and we need it.
John, I learned something about cars over the weekend and thought you might like to know something. I found out why most Matchbox cars are modeled after Ford model cars. You know why?
Well, this is the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet segment.
Well, hold on.
I don't really know what that
hold
has
on.
To do with
hold
that.
On, John.
I found out why Matchbox makes all their cars made after Ford models, and it's so kids can get used to pushing them early.
See, John, it was worth waiting for.
Yes, you're right, Frank. It certainly was.
Now, why are you over... enunciating.
I just haven't been on the air for a while, so I'm trying to enunciate my words.
No, don't do that. It doesn't sound
like a robot. Does it bother you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, then I'm going to keep it up.
See, I knew he'd say that. It's predictable. Oh, so predictable.
Man, oh, man. Did you miss me?
Well, let me check. Did we miss him?
I'm asking everyone.
You bet we did.
Yeah, you're darn right.
You did. All right.
It's unanimous.
So I'm back.
You are
I'm better than ever. Just
Sticks actually did a pretty decent job last week.
He's a fine young man. You know, he's very proud of all four boys, John, Sam, Harry, Timmy. But, you know, being raised by an angel like Mimi Londoff, it comes pretty easy. They're good boys. And, you know, hockey player since he was about 5, so... A lot of bantering in the locker room. And oh, yeah, and he grew up in a car dealership. So he's pretty quick-witted, that is for sure.
Hey, I have a recommendation for you and Mimi to watch on TV. And
yes?
I'll tell you why. Netflix has a tremendous, I think it's only 2 parts, 2 hours each, on Frank Sinatra. And the reason I think you'd really enjoy it is all the footage that includes the people your dad got to know through the Variety Club. I think you would really enjoy it. It's really good. It's just called Sinatra, and I think it's 2 hour segments.
Well, both our fathers, the great Robert Keneally, Bob Keneally, Mimi's dad. I just love the guy, and my dad, Johnny Sr., huge Sinatra fan, just like everybody that grew up in that generation. But I mean, you know. This thing is so good.
No, this is beyond good, and I'll talk to Buff about it tomorrow. But the thing is, in my life, in fact, in the last 100 years, there have only been 3 musical acts, two of them individuals, one of them a group, that turned the world upside down. It was Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and the Beatles. And nobody else has ever had the impact they had.
Yeah, I would agree. Rolling Stones?
No. Second to the Beatles. Nobody. They were sort of come along after the Beatles people. Sinatra, Elvis, Beatles.
Well, they came along after the Beatles.
But they didn't have the impact the Beatles had because they didn't have the original music. McCartney, Lennon. No, they were great rock and roll band and great performers, but they didn't have the impact musically the Beatles did because they didn't create the way the Beatles did.
I think Mick Jagger turned 77.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't already. You got to be kidding me. Guys, and he still wants to, I guess if you're going to pay him, yeah.
He can still on stage do moves that I can't do.
No. I mean, you don't want to. You throw up a hip or pull a muscle, you know.
I would like to see, I've never seen the Rolling Stones. I would like to see the Rolling Stones. I let Sinatra get away. I let Elvis get away. I didn't see the Beatles. I don't have a lot of time left to see the Stones. I would go see the Rolling Stones. Neither do they. That's true.
Hey, John.
Dan got his sleep this weekend. He's quick, lightning quick. Yeah.
John, I saw a car being driven by a sheep in a swimsuit. It was a lamb bikini.
No. That did not deserve.
All right.
That was fourth grade level humor.
Text line, Mimi Landoff, Michael Jackson.
No. Sorry.
You got to throw him in there. No.
Michael Jackson
did not have. No.
I mean, he was a pretty popular pop star.
I think he did.
He is not an equal to Sinatra, Elvis, or the Beatles.
No, I wouldn't say he's equal to the Beatles, but he's really up there.
He's up there. There's no doubt he's up there. Not the same.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mimi.
Well, you know, you can say you're sorry, but I think you're right, honey. You're always right. 100%, hon.
I agree with Mimi on this one.
Yeah, there's two votes for Mimi. Yeah. What about the other guys?
I'm team Mimi.
I'll go with Mimi on that one.
Sorry, Frank, you've been outvoted.
Tim's team Mimi.
Yeah. Remember,
Limey's team Mimi.
Yeah.
So
Josh?
Yep.
Mimi.
They're all afraid of Mimi. I'm the only one not afraid of Mimi.
Afraid is being right. We're all right. You're wrong.
It's a matter of opinion. I don't consider Michael Jackson to have had the impact on music that those other three had. I just don't.
I think he's the most dominant individual musician of my lifetime. Individual in terms of when he was at his most popular, world popularity. Right. Yeah. I think he's the most dominant individual musician or performer of my lifetime.
That's probably true.
Those other groups were groups.
No, Elvis wasn't a group. Well, Sinatra wasn't a group. Well, only one was a group.
Oh. Well, Sinatra had a 20 some odd piece probably band with him sometimes.
Oh yeah,
full orchestra. Be considered a group. No. And who was his conductor?
Well, Nelson Riddle did a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
He had several conductors, but he loved Nelson Riddle. I'm telling you, this thing is fantastic. Netflix Sinatra.
Oh, watch it. So, what about Perry Mason?
Oh, the new show on HBO? I haven't watched it yet.
I never watched the original Perry Mason. I can't imagine watching this one.
The original. I'm talking about the new one.
I know, but what I'm saying is
that
I didn't watch
it?
The original one. I'm not going
to
watch this one.
I really recommend. Go back to episode one. I think it's episode five. And it, very, very good.
All right.
Tremendous acting. Great, great acting. And then I just found out yesterday, my son told me, well, the actor that plays Perry Mason is Welsh. you can't even come close to thinking that this guy's not. You know,
I wrote a screenplay for a TV series, and Netflix turned it down. And I'm mad because I was so close. Mine was Perry Bricklayer.
Mm.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
He pays my
How about Perry know? Elks, mm-hmm. Perry Knights of Columbus?
How about you stop now while you're ahead?
Okay. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, buddy. Oh, man, oh, man. So,
Perry Drywall.
All good here.
Perry Hod Carrier. Yeah, I'm sorry. What, John?
Nothing, Frank.
Yeah.
But I'll send you individually because I know you don't like group text, Frankie. So I'll send you guys individually just the cast. So We're selling cars. We're selling trucks, new, used, pre-owned, and it's a beautiful world here. Great, great, great deals. We're starting to get shipments in. We're about to deliver our fifth, I think, Corvette coming off the transport hopefully tomorrow. And I know a guy. I'm not going to mention his name right now. I'll make sure I get his approval. But retired executive with AB. I feed off of his excitement. I'll just mention his first name, Jim. Feed off of his excitement. He can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool to see his face when he gets to see that beautiful Corvette, that C8. The 2021 Tahoes. Unbelievable. I mean, they're just beautiful vehicles, and we're selling just about everyone we get our hands on. Mimi Londoff, of course, as she should. She's in a 2021 Tahoe demo. I am not. I'm still driving
the 2020. Do they do the 21 Tahoe with the LT whatever, the big engine? Is there a version like that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the 6.2.
When you get one of those, I'd like to see it. I just like to see it, take it around the block. So when you get one, call me loaded, would you? Don't, I mean, don't call me loaded like you were drinking. Yeah. When you get one that is loaded, call me.
Hey, Frank, we got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got
years ago. Remember the full-size Impala SS?
I do.
That thing was gorgeous. Not that then the downsized Impala SS was also beautiful. And so two stories. One, when the new SS came out, my dad, that's what he drove. He drove a loaded up, Impala LTZ. When he heard about the SSs and the great Gary Gubser, he's like, your dad wants one as a demo. I'm like, Gary, I love them, but they're too popular. I mean, I know, at the time I was the dealer, so I thought that I could have say, right? And no, he said, all right, I heard that my dad said, I heard you got, you've delivered five of them. Yes, sir, that's what we do here. We make kind of transportation. I want one as a demo. Okay, I want the next one, and Gary's going to tell me when it comes in, so don't try to pull any games on me.
And I'm guessing it was black.
Oh, yeah, that was the only color that came in. It was black.
Had to be black.
Yeah, and then when he got in, he goes, all right, Gary, get in the seat and explain how all this stuff works. But, yeah, that's funny. But a guy came up one day, and he wanted to test drive a pre-owned, the full-size SS Impala, and he was working the night shift and had a few cocktails at the bar. And he came to the dealership, and, I mean, he was about smashed. He's a good customer. He bought some vehicles from me, first name John. And I'm like, John, I am not putting you in that car to drive. Well, why not? I'm like, because you're drunk. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll sit here. We'll talk, because he was a funny guy. But after about your third cup of coffee and maybe some water, we'll see. And then I'll make sure the salesman goes with you. And we waited. He sobered up, a good hour and a half. And he ended up buying the vehicle and taking it home. But
have you ever had a bad test drive experience where somebody took a test drive and it just went south?
So my old piano teacher, I only took piano lessons for 2 years. My sisters were really good at piano. My older sisters, I just I was forced into it, and I was younger. I wasn't playing sports yet. So, but Miss, I think her name was Ketchmeyer, Miss Kettemeyer, Gretemeyer. But, she was so used to all the play in the steering wheel of her older Chevy, she got behind the wheel of a newer Chevy with, a really strong power steering system. And we're driving down the road, and that car is going left, right, left, right, left, right. I thought I was on a ride at Six Flags, and I had to grab her hand and grab the steering wheel, and I said, you don't have that kind of motion in the steering wheel anymore. This is just, it's very adaptive. Just very... very pure, I think. And she goes, oh, she was so scared. Okay. And, that was about it. Didn't really scare me because I had known her and I was not a very good piano player. So,
I don't picture you at the piano.
No, because you don't. And a drum. I loved playing drums when I was younger. Drove my mom absolutely crazy. I put my drum set on top of the ping pong. So I thought, like, the ping pong table. So I thought that I was actually, like, in a band playing and had the had the stereo system going with the,
How can a ping pong table can't hold a drum set? How did you?
Well, it could probably hold the drum set, but when you got up there.
You can't sit
I was, like, 13.
Oh.
I don't care.
What are you trying to say? Huh, Dan?
Did you have a little band?
Once in the neighborhood in Bellevue Bakers, we did have a band. Yeah, it was pretty.
What was the name of the band?
I can't remember. There's no way.
The Londoffs.
I know Clayton Price was one of the members, and Jack Quaid was one of the members, and I forgot who the other guy. Might have been Leo Tevlin, maybe, I don't know, but a lot of good North County guys there. But, yeah, did you ever play in the band?
No, heavens right? No. No.
Did you ever play the piano?
No.
Did you ever play the guitar?
No, I can't play anything. I can't.
I can dance.
I can dance, but I had to take lessons to learn to do that.
And you did it well.
And have you danced since then, since all those lessons, the multitude of dollars?
No, I haven't. I'll tell you why. My wife had some serious shoulder and neck issues. She had stem cell injections. And she just now, it looks like, is able to play pickleball again, and we're going to start dancing again. But the COVID thing knocked out the dance lessons because our instructor said, we're doing lessons, but you have to wear a mask. And I said, no, I'm not dancing with a mask. So when that ends, we'll go back to dance lessons again.
He plays the skin flute.
Oh, that's funny. That's real funny.
Is that about Frank's wife?
Real funny.
Jeez.
Oh, she won't touch the skin flute. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Okay. So this is going south quickly. And I know Josh, not a very patient person, are you?
No, he left 10 minutes ago. He gave up and left. No, he's
Josh,
here.
You there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, Johnny, what have you heard about Chevy coming out with an electric truck?
Nothing.
I read an article last week.
There's so much in design and engineering for electric vehicles, but with the price of fuel staying as low as it is, with the COVID-19 virus and the shutdown of plants, the shutdown of the strike, and then the pandemic, everything's pushed way back.
Sure.
And we really won't get a good feel for, you know, future production going into next year. But all I know is one thing is I hope that those great people in Wentzville and other plants all across the country, man, just keep producing, because we need vehicles.
Why, Josh, did you hear that Chevy's got an electric truck?
I did. I read an article that Chevy is working on a full-size electric truck that could go 400 miles on a single charge.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
It would be really cool. And you know, I've just had that debate with a lot of people. You know, I'm like, in 10 years, what percentage of production will be EV, electric vehicles? What percentage will be retail? They're not a big, strong seller in the Midwest. On the West, you know, there's spots. California, yeah, pretty hot and heavy. Yeah,
I would think in small retirement communities in Florida, where people don't put a lot of miles on a vehicle, I would think electric cars are a little bigger sellers there.
Yeah, I think. I think so. I mean, it's going to be, you know, time will tell. Time will tell. There's no doubt. And I always refer back to, you know, when full screen, the big screen TVs came out. How expensive were they, right?
Yeah.
And they were, what, like 5 inches deep, you know? And, I mean, you had to have a crane to put them on your – and now the size of them and how thin they are. And
I was on North Lindbergh, John, yesterday. I have a 55-inch non-smart TV that I paid $2,000 for in 2008.
Whoa.
Right? 55-inch. There's a sign of a business on North Lindbergh, north of Page, and they have 55-inch smart TVs on sale for $199.
Wow.
Really?
I went in a hurry. I would have stopped and pulled into the lot just to get one. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
55-inch smart TV.
That's crazy. Well, you got to text me that information. Not that I need any more TV. We got plenty of TV, but
if nothing else, you know what? That's not that much for a nice gift for somebody.
No.
Yeah.
Buy now, I mean, put it away till Christmas.
Frank, if you're thinking of giving me a gift, I mean, longtime sponsor. Okay.
Yes, you are.
give him my TV, Frank, and I'll go buy that one.
There you go. Right. Here's a $2,000 TV.
I'm going to give you a phone number so that we can get back to selling some Chevys. We're open late tonight. And the end of the month, cannot believe, but Friday is July 31st.
Oh, that's right.
You know, we all procrastinate. You know, you start off in the month going, I'm going to do this. And there you are with 4, 5, 6 days left in the month going, I still haven't done it yet. So come and see us because we'll take great care of the AM and the PM crowd. Make sure you tell us immediately that you're AM and the PM. Went to dinner last night at Charlie Gito's on 6th Street Saturday night with everybody from the Autoplex, and the gentleman at the bar introduced himself to me, and he Dan Coons and his wife. And he's like, I'm AM and the PM. So, I mean, we're just saying hello, and the group of us, and getting a cocktail before we sat down.
Why was Charlie Gito's free dinner? No. Oh, you're sick today.
That's I all. Am. You're sick so today. Sorry. Limey
doesn't feel well today. Let's that try it again. All right. Free meal at Gito's.
Okay, I got this.
Not a free meal.
Free meal. Gito's.
But, yeah. This guy goes, he goes, by the way, I'm big AM and the PM, and I'm looking for a particular vehicle. So Jimmy Sappho knows him, and he got the contact information. I called Don Coons today, and I said, if it's all right, I'm going to mention that I'm going out to dinner with the group, and you're talking about being AM and the PM, the power of AM and the PM.
No, don't worry, Josh. He'll eventually be finished, Josh. Please stay. Please. Please don't
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 247lawnup.com. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. I almost feel like we need to play his intro music again.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Oh,
it's like we're starting
it.
Over. No big deal. Josh Baum is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. So, Josh, Steve's been holding a while. Let's take his call.
Sure.
And another one or two, and then you can tear into whatever it is you think we should know. Steve, thank you so much for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Baumann.
Is this me, Steve, or the first Steve? I was told they were two Steve.
Well, your name is Steve, right?
Well, I'm assuming it's me.
Whether you're first or second, yes, we're talking to you. Say hello to Josh.
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call, Josh. So, I'm falling on kind of hard times. Not really me, but my parents are.
Okay.
And so they're moving in with me. My mother is somewhat tech savvy. Yeah, there we go. I'm a little Liz Dexic. They're bringing their computer over. She doesn't do much, but she knows what she's doing online. And I have a router that I use for gaming. I'm not sure how to actually utilize it to bring her onto the network so that when interfere with my goings on, and she would still have access to everything that she needs.
So the router, is it a Wi-Fi router or a router with physical connections in it?
It has both. Right now I'm working with Nighthawk from Netgear.
Okay. So it's got probably a 5-port hub built in or switch built into the back of it.
It's one of the 2300 units.
Okay. I will say that you will always receive better service if you can physically plug in to the router than using Wi-Fi. So if your mom's computer is on Wi-Fi, I would plug whatever device you're using to game in physically with a cable if you can.
Yeah, it's already direct, and I just wanted to know how to make sure to route and make sure she is able to complete her things as well.
Yeah, just connecting her. She'll be fine. That router, those routers are meant to handle 10, 15 different devices connected to them. You shouldn't have an issue there.
Steve, how old is your mom?
She is 65.
Does she watch a lot of porn, you think?
I would assume not. She is a very devout Catholic.
Right.
Steve does.
Steve watches.
Yeah. You know, Steve, the bigger question is, can your internet service handle what you're doing and what your mom's doing? If she is streaming content, be it adult material or not.
No, I'm going to guess she's not. I think she's, Steve, probably an email person, check something online, maybe order from Amazon. That's kind of it, right?
Yeah, a lot of Facebook, Amazon, that kind of thing.
Yeah that's the...
Nothing really harsh.
That I would be shocked if any of that traffic would prevent you from gaming.
Okay.
That, yeah, I would not worry about that.
Okay.
And And there was a second question, which is completely disconnected from the first one.
Okay.
I also play in a band, and I've asked Dan a couple of questions quite a few times, and that wireless cable works perfectly. Thank you.
Oh, great. Cool.
But we are trying to find some video editing software because we have a few friends with drones. They run 1080p, and we're kind of looking for a program that is user-friendly, something that you don't have to, like, know the ins and outs of video editing in order to edit
right.
a video.
Well, the first idea is if any of your friends have a Mac, you could leverage iMovie. That's pretty out of the box, super, super, super simple. And yes, I did just say something positive about Macs. if you have a Windows device, that gets a little bit harder. You would likely have to move over to something from Adobe's Creative Cloud suite of products.
And that stuff gets real complicated.
Really expensive. Yeah. Because Adobe has moved, instead of a buy-it-once model, yeah. they are now a subscription model.
Right.
And I got an email today saying it's on sale for $30 a month.
May what? I?
Yeah.
Steve, does anybody, like your mom or you or your dad, do you have like a tablet or something like that? Or like a Windows laptop? Because I know there are applications that you can download and you can edit video software, video footage on through the application. Like it's...
Like Filmora?
Yeah.
Are you talking about that?
You know, or like even just like you can just type in video editor into Google Play and you can find stuff like that. It's not going to be as fancy as, say, something Adobe or iMac, but it's pretty simple to operate and you can still do fun transitions and stuff.
But if Filmora, because I tried that once and I did the free version of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a big Filmora on the bottom of the screen.
Right.
That
watermark.
Shows up. Yeah, yeah. A watermark yeah. that shows up. But if you pay for it, I don't think it's that expensive, but if you pay for it, then that goes away.
There used to be a Windows product out there called Sony Vegas, and it was a movie editing software as well. I don't know if they're continuing to update that or if that product's still for sale. You could look into that. But as far as open source movie editing software for Windows, open source. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're gonna have a hard time.
Different movies.
Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time finding open source movie editing software.
Well, and again, that's not really where we're looking. I'm wanting to know where to place the money because I've been looking through all these reviews and like what's a decent editor that I could use myself, which not necessarily professional, but semi-professional.
Here's the thing about Adobe. Adobe is pretty well the gold standard when it comes to movie editing and photo editing, especially for home use. If you've got the money and you're cool with spending it, there are also a ton of tutorial videos on YouTube because it is such a widely used application. You can find tutorials on YouTube on how to do almost anything with applications and their product suite. If you're cool with spending $30 a month, that's definitely an avenue to go down.
I just Googled one app right now on the Google Play Store, and Adobe Premiere Rush has one that it's free. So what you can do on there is kind of limited. And eventually, if you want to like get new, I guess what's the word I'm looking for, like downloads to it, or
overlays,
overlays.
Features.
If you want more features, you probably have to pay for it. But right now, there is just type in like a video editor into your app store and see what shows up.
Well, I guess essentially that was my question. Is there something like a suite that I could buy without having to pay a monthly subscription kind of thing? I'm willing to drop the money to own the software.
You're going to have
months,
I think
like I'm not sure when I'm going to use it and all that
right.
kind of.
And that's the nice thing with Adobe. You could subscribe to it for 2 months and then cancel it. You're only out $60 then.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right, Steve.
Well, that answered everything. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, let's go to John. Been holding a while. Thank you, John. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, amen the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, I was just wondering, I just got the Walmart $250 smart TV, and it is on Wi-Fi. Is there any way I can get your radio show on through the speakers of that TV?
Look in the app store for the TV. I'm assuming you mean the, is it WNN or ONN brand TV?
Oh, I'd be lying if okay. I told you. My kids set it all up for me.
But that's fine.
But you don't know the brand of the television?
Well, I'm out in the barn. I'd have to walk in the house, but
it's not important. I was just curious. The high and low of it, go into the app store for that TV or wherever you get new apps. And probably the easiest way would be if they had the TuneIn app available for that TV.
Okay.
And if they do, I know 590 is available on TuneIn because I've had to use it a few times myself.
It's also available on OO Tunes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is a good one.
Yeah.
The TuneIn app or the OO Tunes?
Correct.
Yeah, I would look for those two apps that will be specific for that TV's app store.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your help.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Go to Matt. Matt, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Matt.
Hello.
There you go. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. First, I want to say AM and a PM. Thank you. We are looking at our Wi-Fi speed for the upstairs is a lot slower than the downstairs. So with our Fire Stick and things like that, everything works very well on the first floor. So we're looking to try to get our signal strength better on the second floor. So I've been researching the Nests, or like the, what do you call them, the mesh Wi-Fi systems where
yep.
you have a router and you have points.
Yep.
I briefly just looked at the Google version the other day, and I'm very interested in that one because we have a Google Home, we have some speakers, we're trying to kind of get our whole house run by Google in a way.
Yep.
So I was trying to see if you know any information or if you know if the Google version of those are any good or not.
I have the first gen Google Nest Wi-Fi, not the one that you're probably looking at right now. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you it is probably the best home Wi-Fi setup that I have owned since I've had internet access. I have a friend that has the newer Google Nest Wi-Fi where they have one that's called the router and they have another one that's called the Point, and the Point
yeah.
has a smart speaker built into it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that product as well. I really, if you've already started looking down that road, I would have no qualms whatsoever telling you to buy that product.
Okay. No, perfect. Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
What kind of router do you have?
Right now I have a Netgear Nighthawk, I believe.
Oh, okay. I had that problem with my smart TV downstairs. Mm-hmm. We were getting the buffering for Netflix and all that other stuff. I right. ordered, it was like 40 or 50 bucks on Amazon or something, one of those Netgear extenders.
And right. Yeah, I looked into those too.
Oh my God, this thing works tremendous. I mean, it picks up. I have Wi-Fi now out in the backyard.
Where do you plug it in? Do you just plug it in the wall?
You plug it in the wall.
That's it.
You
and
plug it.
It picks up the original router.
Yes.
And
yeah, it picks
boosts
up.
It, really,
yeah,
it
boosts
really?
The signal.
How much was that thing?
About $50.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
It works. It works great. So
the only well,
that's good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Dan's had really good luck with that. The only trepidation I have with that is, and this is purely because I do Wi-Fi. I'm a Wi-Fi nerd. Those don't operate in a true mesh network sense, and 90% of homes probably will never really need a true mesh network. Mm-hmm. But just be aware that sometimes those things can be finicky.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, and with the route that I'm trying to go, where everything is kind of Google related. That's why I was more curious about information on that, because if we're going to get the the Ring or whichever one, the doorbell that works with Google and things that. I thought it might be kind of nice to have a router.
Yeah,
from Google. Also.
And really, I don't think the router is going to gain you anything. The Nest Hello is going to be agnostic of the router. But at least you have two recommendations. I have the Nest Wi-Fi at home. Dan's got that Netgear extender. He's had good luck. I've had great luck. So I don't think you could go wrong with either one, honestly.
Okay, perfect. Right. And this one, it's a really quick one, hopefully, and I'm kind of ashamed to admit it. But I was trying to – I have a iPhone XR, and I was at work one day, and I got a little air hose. And, you know, I was like, oh, the speakers look a little clogged. So I shot a little air into the bottom of the phone where the speakers are. And now my Hey Siri won't work anymore. Is that a Apple issue? And talk to them and see what they have to say?
Yeah, so my next question would be, if you put somebody on speakerphone, can they hear you?
And what was really interesting was I could play my music, speakerphone works, and even on occasion, like, I'm not even saying Hey Siri, and it'll pop up, you know, the screen to say, what can I help you with?
Interesting. Yeah,
but I can't pick up my phone and say, "Hey Siri," and it won't answer me.
That's bizarre. There's probably something that needs to be cleaned out inside there, and I wouldn't feel comfortable telling you to do that yourself.
Nope, that's great. I just thought while I was on the phone, I'd ask about that one too.
So. Yeah.
All right, Matt.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You. Bye bye. Right, go to Will. You were really popular today.
Yeah, I love it.
Will is next. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Will.
Okay, the guy kind of answered my question before about whether Google versus Netgear mesh system is better. You say the Google, you think it's better I got a 2,500-square-foot house, maybe a little bit more because I've got a basement, and I got to reach out into the garage for my alarm system.
Yes.
Okay.
So you said yeah, and I with a home that big, I would go with the 3-unit option,
okay,
just because it is larger and you're trying to reach to an area a little bit outside of that, like in your garage, you said. So yeah, that's what those things are made for. It is pricey, right around $300, I think, for the 3-unit system. But I really. When I'm upstairs in my house, we have a ranch. My modem is downstairs. My main Google Nest is downstairs. When I'm upstairs and I'm on the secondary device or the remote device, I can still pull about 120 to 140 meg over my internet on my phone. So, I mean, when I say they're a true mesh network, they're using, and this is real nerdy, they're using the 5 gigahertz spectrum to do the backbone between the two devices and offering service out the 2.4. That's what a true mesh network does. I've had great experience with them. And the really cool thing, if you have kids, I don't know if you have kids at home, you can set up. Either way, you can, for people that do, you can set up rules and say, these devices are my kids' devices and 8:30 is bedtime. Wi-Fi gets cut off these devices at 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And it'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I have the Netgear extender, and it's really finicky because I have it in the garage. Sometimes it connects on my guest network. Sometimes it doesn't. You have to put a secondary SSID name to it. And that's a pain in the butt because it sometimes goes out for whatever reason.
Correct.
It's really finicky. So I'm tired of that crap. So.
That's actually another reason why I like the Google Wi-Fi is, you know how with some home networks or some home Wi-Fi routers, you'll have a network that says, let's just say my SSID is Josh. It'll say Josh 2.4 and Josh 5. Well, with Google Wi-Fi, those are actually... there's only one SSID, and the system is smart enough to know which one you need to be on, what band you need to be on. So it's a little bit less confusing. It just kind of does all that magic in the background for you.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to look into it. I hate to get rid of my Netgear Nighthawk, but it's kind of getting, I'm just having too many issues with it, so I think it's time to upgrade.
Yeah, I've had great experience with the Google Nest Wi-Fi.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Will. Thank you, Will. Thank you for listening. We got 1 minute. I'm going to give it to you, Josh.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have any deals this week, unfortunately, but something really cool. A couple months ago, SpaceX launched their privatized space thing.
Right.
Tomorrow, Crew Dragon, which is currently docked with the International Space Station, is scheduled to depart for Earth, and they will land back on Earth, splashdown, on August 2nd, completing the first privatized manned mission to the International Space Station.
Wow.
So that, I like that kind of stuff. The fact that a private company sent those guys to space, made a spaceship.
Would you go up? Would you get in a seat to go to the shuttle?
I probably wouldn't, but I know my dad would.
Most people I've asked would. Not me.
Yeah, my anxiety's too high. I don't think I could. Yeah.
All right, give them your email address.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com, and I'm Josh the Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
All right, Josh Bauman, everybody. Thank you, Josh.
Yep.
He will be back next Monday, and once again, he will be brought to
Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.